Kerry, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, it's not a good day for golf, is it?
No, it's been a tough spring, actually. We haven't had many good days yet this year.
Well, how's the golf course faring? Are you ready to go? Are there any new changes as compared to last year?
Tony, thanks for asking. We've added about 250 trees to our golf course, and we lengthened it over the last couple of years. For us, too, new for us is we have a liquor license, so we'll get to have some more fun out there on the golf course for everybody.
And I know that you're very excited about the opportunity to host Drew Stanton's golf outing for a second year.
Yes, yeah. Drew approached us last year, and it came out of nowhere, but he's got a foundation that he supports several charities with, and he brings in all his Lions and some of friends from Michigan State University. It's on June 11th. And it's going to be a pretty big deal.
And speaking of golf outings, Kerry, I know there is a golf outing that you have at College Fields that's near and dear to your heart.
It is, Tony. I do one for, this will be our seventh year of the leukemia lymphoma golf outing. I do it in honor of my daughter. She was diagnosed 8 years ago, and our club has put together about $140,000 in donations to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. It sells out every year, so if anybody's interested in it, they can go to our website and find information all about it, collegefields.net.
All right, Kerry, let's talk about these trying times in the golf industry. I know that here, Grosbeck Golf Course, which is owned by the city of Lansing, they are entertaining offers for people to come in and manage that course. What's your thought about that as well as the golf business here in the mid-Michigan area?
Well, the golf in the whole country in general, it's a struggle. I think it's going to start turning around, but in the times when people are trying to save every dime they have, the entertainment dollar becomes very tough to do. And maintaining golf courses over the years start trending to be a little expensive. You know, the people start demanding what we're going through right now is the Masters, and they start having the Masters concept. Every golf course had to have greens that putted 10, and every fairway had to be perfect, and all the bunkers had to be raked, and went over the edge a little bit, started costing a lot to maintain those, and the dollars that you used to generate from your rounds just couldn't match those. And a lot of courses started to go broke.
All right, well, let's talk about the Masters. You know, there doesn't seem to be the buzz with it this year as there have in the past. I think as Tiger Woods has come back down to earth, maybe that's taken a little bit away from the event. But also we have a lot of new golfers who are starting to really shine through, including one of the leaders of this year's tournament, Rory McIlroy.
Well, both the fellows in the lead are interesting stories. And Rory, you know, he led the British Open for a while, too. And him leading this year, he's 21. He's the youngest to ever lead the Masters. They're both interesting. Rory's a very interesting guy. He speaks well, 21 years old. He's got a lot of personality to him. Quinos is the longest hitter in the world right now. And if anybody gets a chance to watch him, and you say the Masters may be going backwards a little bit, I think it is, but generally, it's always on Saturday and Sunday that the excitement really starts to build with those. If those two are still in contention at that time, it's going to be very interesting. As Quinos just bombs the ball. And if people want to see, and that's one thing at Augusta now, it's 7,400 yards long. It used to be, you know, 7,200. So shooting 65 like those guys did is unbelievable. They didn't think they'd get anywhere approaching the record that they used to have of 63.
Well, there were perfect conditions yesterday at Augusta. Rory McIlroy and Alvaro Quiros, as Kerry just mentioned, both shot 65s. They're 7 under. Young Yang is at 5 under, along with KJ Choi. Matt Kuchar and Ricky Barnes are at 4 under. But as you mentioned, Kerry, with this tournament especially, we'll find out who the contenders are after today's round, correct?
Correct. And you know, with the scoring conditions being good, they had easy pin positions. And Tony, you're right. The buzz isn't like it used to be. Tiger just dominated in the past. And people that weren't familiar with golf loved to watch Tiger play. And as his place in golf has dropped a little bit, I think so has interest in golf in general. But, you know, the latest statistics, believe it or not, you know, I was reading a magazine article the other day, the viewership this year was higher than it was last year, which is a good sign because Tiger really hasn't gone up, but the viewership has gone up.
Sergio Garcia is at 3 under. Freddie Couples is at 1 under. When we look for Tiger Woods, you have to go way, way down on the list. Is he ever going to get his game back?
you know, that's, everybody has their personal opinion on that, and I've flip-flopped on that myself. I was listening last night to a few of the people commenting, and if you want to say he's going to come back, I was amazed at the number of people said today might be a determining factor of that. You know, he's one under, that's not way back, but if he stays one under again today, he's pretty much gone. If he can go 4 or 5 under, Tiger Woods may make a comeback.
Well, Phil Mickelson is at 2 under, as you mentioned. Tiger Woods, along with Fred Couples, is at 1 under. Who should we be looking for? Who's that dark horse, Kerry, who can really play, but he's been flying under the radar?
Well, Graham McDowell, he's so steady. I mean, he didn't have a great day yesterday, but, I mean, he is one of those personalities that Augusta can handle, or he can handle Augusta. I mean, he's just so steady. He's thoughtful. He's got a great swing, one of the best around. Maybe I'm a little prejudiced. I think he's got just a great mental attitude with golf.
All right. Before I let you go, Kerry, give me a golf tip. Guys just getting the clubs out and getting them cleaned up. What should folks start doing to get the game ready?
Well, you know, I've been over to Forest Acres. I hit a lot of range balls over there. And the thing that I always start with is, you know, everybody gets excited, wants to hit the golf ball and just rip it and grip it and rip it. I like to have just a nice slow, steady thing. Just get a nice rhythm started. You know, you don't have to rush golf. It'll come to you. So just take it easy on the first few swings, and even for the first few rounds, just enjoy it.
All right, and Kerry, for people who want more information about College Fields in East Lansing, where do they go?
We're over on Hagedorn Road between Bennett and Jolly. It's in Okemos, right across Michigan State University, almost.
And what's the website address?
It's www.collegefields.net.
All right, Kerry Mitchelson is the Director of Operations for College Fields Golf Club. Kerry, thanks so much.
Tony, have a good day.